From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Europe await the latest diplomatic effort over Ukraine. President Obama Monday said he'll await the outcome of international talks scheduled this week in Minsk on the Ukraine crisis before deciding whether to supply Kiev lethal defensive weaponry. At a joint news conference Monday with visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Obama said he hopes diplomacy and sanctions will end Russian support for the rebellion in eastern Ukraine.
If, in fact, diplomacy fails, what I've asked my team to do is to look at all options. What other means can we put in place to change Mr. Putin's calculus? And the possibility of lethal defensive weapons is one of those options that's being examined.
Kiev says such aid is needed to offset recent rebel military gains and end the uprising near Russia's border. Niger's parliament late Monday voted unanimously to send troops to join a regional force to combat the Nigerian-based Islamist insurgency Boko Haram. The group is being blamed for yet another attack on the southeast Nigerian town Diffa, where a car bomb reportedly killed five people Monday. The insurgents earlier attacked a prison before being driven off by soldiers. Thousands of Nigerians have fled the insurgents into Niger, causing concern for the World Food Program's Antonio Avella.
The challenge is how to reach people that is camping there. We know already there are more than 10,000 refugees and displaced people waiting for the food assistance that was due this week.
Meanwhile, the French press agency reports at least 12 of 20 people abducted by Boko Haram in northern Cameroon have been killed. However, the AFP also says the survivors were released. This is VOA News. A pair of bombings killed at least 15 people in and near Iraq's capital Monday, including a suicide blast in a mainly Shia section of Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but such bombings are frequently attributed to Sunni militants targeting Shia. Over 2.5 million South Sudanese are said to be on the brink of famine. The UN Monday launched a new $1.8 billion aid appeal. Valerie Amos is the UN humanitarian chief.
It is now the dry season. It's the time when we have to preposition. We have to get supplies to some of those very difficult places, because if we don't do it now, we will not be able to get to them during the rainy season.
Speaking Monday in Nairobi, Ms. Amos returned from a three-day fact-finding trip to South Sudan, where she says she witnessed widespread devastation and destruction. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar set a March 5 deadline to strike a peace agreement, although previous such agreements have been broken. The next round of talks scheduled February 19th. Local officials say a drone strike killed an influential Afghan militant in Helmand Province Monday. Afghan intelligence says Mullah Abdul Rauf was in charge of Islamic State militants in southwest Afghanistan. Afghan officials have expressed concern about IS penetration into the country since U.S.-led NATO forces withdrew, ended their combat mission in late December. U.N. brokered talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Yemen resumed Monday, but ISLA, an opposition party along with a smaller pan-Arab Nasserist organization, quit the talks, saying they were threatened by a Houthi representative. Negotiations are aimed at resolving the political crisis in that volatile Arabian Peninsula state. Shia Houthis captured the capital Sana'a last September and took over the government last week, dissolved parliament, and forced the ouster of the Western-backed president. In Italy, 29 African migrants intercepted by Italian authorities in a bid to reach Europe by boat in rough and icy waters died of hypothermia, most after being rescued overnight Sunday into Monday. The Coast Guard says 7 of 105 migrants discovered were already dead aboard a converted fishing vessel. Another 22 died before reaching the island of Lampedusa, south of Sicily. More than 3,200 people have died last year attempting to reach Italy and a better life in Europe. In Ivory Coast, a nation that knows civil strife, Monday was a day of celebration in Abidjan, and an estimated 1 million people flocked to the streets to welcome home the national football squad after its penalty shot victory over Ghana in the final of the African Cup of Nations tournament in Equatorial Guinea. Sunday's 9-8 penalty shootout ended for Ivory Coast a 23-year title drought. The Elephants were runners-up in the African Cup competition in 2006 and 2012. Their last victory was in 1996 again against Ghana. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.